Imagine this. We emerge from a broken society. We come out and we look at ourselves and we realize we are dirty. We've been living in our own filth for so long. But yet there's one saving grace, one disregarded constant. And that is the Lehman Cohen podcast. Yes, that's right. This podcast has taken up space on the internet for over a year now. It's crazy, isn't it? Something that I barely care about anymore. It just exists, and there's people who listen to it, which is strange. This episode is gonna be kind of weird, because it's kind of impromptu. Because I was asked to do it, so this shout out goes to my big pal, my best pal, Nolan Severson. Yeah. So yeah, there's not gonna be any ads or sound effects, just me talking for a little bit, because that seems to be what works. Spring break 2021, I'll be vacationing in Yugoslavia. So, if anyone's in the area, I'm having a fan meetup, so feel free to stop by. Recently, I bought the Nintendo Switch. Now, I know that I am a few years, like 4 years early, or late, sorry, 4 years late to that, but still pretty cool. I'm playing the freak out of that Zelda game, Breath of the Wild. The timeline for the Zelda games is very confusing at first. I mean, if you get it down, it's not too bad, but first, very strange. And you know, no one even knows where Breath of the Wild fits in. Man, it really has been a year, hasn't it? I think it was late 2019 that I started this up. Something like that. And then, you know, pandemic. Yay, that's. It's the funny. We're coming up on the 1 year anniversary of the quarantine, which was supposed to be like an extended spring break, but you know, stuff happens. To my repeat viewers, you may remember me. To new viewers, you probably know who I am because my name's in the title. I'm just rambling at this point. I don't even know what I'm supposed to do here, because the idea to do this podcast started, and I was like, "Yeah, we're gonna do the funny." Yeah, and then I did the funny, and then you know, back in like November 2020, I was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna bring this back." November or December, something like that. I didn't, because I'm lazy and stupid. Terrible work ethic. And no one really listens to this. I think my peak viewership was like 60 people on an episode. And it's like, boom. Yeah, it's gone. So that's a bit strange. Yeah. Still, we prevail. The current. Okay, so we're gonna have to backtrack a bit. I was scrolling through. It's not really, it's like flipping through the channels on a ham radio. One night a few weeks ago, and I picked up a bit of a signal. All right. And it was weird. It was like, it was a bit wacky, and it was like news from outer space. That's right, news from the aliens. So if I can recount this correctly, there is a planet, and they're at war with another planet. And that's pretty much all I heard before the signal cut out, but it was a very strange occurrence. This other time, this was about a week ago. Oh God, what was I doing a week ago? I can't even remember. I'd like to give another shout out to my friend. And that's about all the time we have for today. I hope you enjoyed this. So yeah, that's how you make pasta in a very elegant manner. And remember, if you cook it too long, stuff might happen. So I think in conclusion, we can all learn that the events that happened here affected both negatively and positively everyone. So I think what's going on here is like a total takeover of the company, and it's like rampaging. I don't know if that's the right word, because like if you go into the room, right, and then you take a left down the hall.